This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress. Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said, in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story. He further said that in a world full of trust crises, India stands as a pillar of trust and a bridge builder when the world is fragmenting.
Aaj duniya anishchittaon se bhari hui hai. लेकिन अनिश्चितताओं से भरे इस दौर में हमारा भारत एक अलग ही लीग में दिख रहा है. भारत आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. जब दुनिया में स्लोडाउन की बात होती है तब भारत ग्रोथ की कहानी लिखता है. जब दुनिया में ट्रस्ट की क्राइसिस दिखता है तब भारत ट्रस्ट का पिलर बन रहा है. जब दुनिया फ्रेगमेंटेशन की तरफ जा रही है तब भारत ब्रिज बिल्डर बन रहा है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said a significant share of India's challenges, including terrorism, stems from the Pakistani army and asserted that New Delhi will deal with the threat while it exists. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted Operation Sindoor, said India functions under a unique framework of norms and responsibility. Underlining the recently concluded visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin to India, the minister dismissed that the visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected free trade agreement with them. India, Japan, Australia and the United States unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and expressed their condolences for the Red Fort terror incident. The two-day Third Quad Counter-Terrorism Working Group meeting was held between members India, Japan, Australia and United States in New Delhi on the 4th and 5th of this month. During the meeting, the Quad member countries exchanged assessments on terrorism threat landscape, including developments in the Indo-Pacific region. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The ministry has mandated that the refund process for all cancelled or disrupted flights should be fully completed by 8 p.m. tomorrow. Airlines have also been instructed not to levy any rescheduling charges for passengers whose travel plans were affected by cancellations. The ministry has clarified that any delay or non-compliance in refund processing will invite immediate regulatory action. Emergency relief of 950 metric tons is en route to Sri Lanka that is being delivered under Operation Sagar Bandhu by Tamil Nadu. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin flagged off a ship carrying relief materials to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka earlier today. The island was by the cyclonic storm last week, resulting in floods that claimed 611 lives and severely damaged many livelihoods. The relief material on board three ships will reach Colombo, while one will dock in Trincomalee. Chief Minister Stalin formally handed over the donation to Dr. Geeti Sharan at a ceremony this morning, attended by Tamil Nadu officials and Sri Lankan representatives. The nation is paying homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building and honor his memory as a visionary, social reformer, jurist and politician. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other dignitaries paid floral tribute to the architect of the Indian Constitution at Parliament Complex in New Delhi today. India made a strong start at the season-ending ISSF World Cup final today with Suruchi Singh securing the women's 10-metre air pistol gold. And with that, we end this news bulletin.